Secretary close the roll. Have all members voted? Secretary close the roll.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning.
I understand Senator Sackett has to be gone. I think it's medical for an hour or two. May we stand for invocation?
Let us pray. O Lord, we direct our thoughts to you. We pause for a moment to praise you, to give you thanks, and to bring to you the concerns of our hearts. We think about and pray for the entire world. Grant peace among nations. We pray for our own nation. May we act insightfully through your grace in those areas that we may improve, and bring to you in prayer those things that are too big for us to manage alone. We pray for the state of Alaska. Cause us to live in harmony with one another, appreciate our natural resources, open our eyes to your glory seen daily. We pray for your continual presence here in this Senate. We pray for our home communities. Aid us to faithfully convey the needs and desires of those we represent. We pray for our families. Convey to them our love and our appreciation of their understanding and support to the responsibilities and demands of the offices we hold. We pray for each other. May we care for, love, and serve one another, being faithful to that which Christ calls us to do. Into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Senator Moss?
I would like to have a special privilege of the floor, even though this is somewhat out of order, to discuss gerontology and the aging process.
Without objection. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, the Senate will note that there is a rose and bouquet at your desk and at the desk of Senator Ray. They signify that we are celebrating two birthdays today. So the Senate President is celebrating his 54th birthday, I understand. And Senator Ray is celebrating his fourth birthday. I think we should all celebrate the event with you. This democracy is a real melting pot. We have a middle-aged president from a Finnish ancestry and a baby majority leader of Yugoslav and Spanish ancestry, and we're all here together. One has hair and one doesn't. It's a great melting pot, and I would like the Senate to rise and applaud our birthday gentleman today with best wishes for many more to come.
We thank you very much. Every now and then you get into the political process with the problems that come about, and you think of, remember it was old Allen, the comedian, and he said, he wrote a textbook, and just the title of it was The Treadmill to Oblivion, and I think that's probably where, what, at least the program I'm on. Does the Secretary certify as correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify the 79th Day Journal and Senate Supplement Number 14 with the following correction. Insert, CSSB 98 bin was read the third time after the advancement motion.
Ray.
Mr. President, I move the journal for the 79th Day Senate Supplement Number 4 be approved as corrected.
Objections noted. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, even if it is the Majority Leader's birthday, I'm objecting for purposes of a question on page 579 of the journal. Under standing committee reports, it shows that Senate Bill 98 had been read, and then the Senate proceeded to introduction and reference of Senate Bill 229. And that's, I'm just confused about the procedure that was used here. I do not recall a motion which would have changed our order of business or a consent for that. And in fact, I don't remember the bill being read. And I realize, Mr. President, what this is. It's a bill that was split in the Finance Committee yesterday morning. And it was reported two bills, Senate Bill 18 and Senate Bill 229, were reported to the Rules Committee, but the bill was reported out of Finance Committee before it was actually introduced in the House or in the Senate. And I've not seen this procedure before, and I would just wonder what happened to the five-day rule on Senate Bill 229. And it's just unusual, and maybe there's something I'm missing.
Well, Mr. President, I suppose that the esteemed senator is referring to me when he said majority leader, although there is no majority or minority in the Senate. We have a leadership organization. I'm officially described as the floor leader. As far as the business at hand, I would, with your leave, I would ask the Senate Secretary to, we've discussed it, but she has the book there and she can explain it exactly as it happens, sir.
Yesterday, under standing committee reports, after Senate Bill 98, I read Senate Bill 229. In the journal, it says the Senate proceeded to, you're right, Senator Gilman, there was not a motion. So I read Senate Bill 29 by the Finance Committee entitled, and then went right back to standing committee report, sir. That's the way I put it in the journal.
The Senator Gilman, occasionally, but over the many years, Finance Committee in particular, will send out a bill with the committee report on it that will go directly to rules. This bill is a subject that was much debated and was in every single part of it was part of a previous piece of legislation. The legislation combined the University of Alaska capital projects, the NREAA, and school district capital projects, so the bills were separated. And it's a procedure we've used oftentimes. Senator,
in this respect, it was read over and it was referred to Finance Committee. So I don't know where the five-day rule would come in. I don't understand.
You have the floor, Senator Joseph.
It seems to me that there are only two possibilities. We are under the certification of the journal. If the journal speaks the truth as to what happened, then the floor leader's motion to certify the journal should be adopted. If the problem is a point of order, then the point of order should have been raised at the time the matter came up and occurred yesterday. It should not be raised today. I, in a sense, call for the orders of the day and ask that the journal be certified, because that is what happened, in fact, and the journal should reflect what happened.
Senator Kelly? We'll be at ease. What's the number of the bill?
Senate Bill 229.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, in view of the discussion we've had here and in order that we will keep with the uniform rules, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Bill 229 be removed from rules and referred back to Finance Committee.
We'll send Finance. Secretary Suneau.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 229, the contents of it have not been through the Health, Education, Social Services Committee, and those contents are directly related to funding for education.
It's going to the Finance Committee, Mr. Halford.
Mr. President, I would say that the House Committee has discussed those issues under another bill number, and we've looked at it very carefully. This is old subject matter. It's old wine poured into a new bottle, Mr. President.
Is there further objection to the certification of the journal? Journal certified. Takes us down to introduction of guests. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, we have several young people here. They're students in the close-up program, group two. And when I call your names, please stand up. You know Joanne Bloom, the counselor, Kate, Bob Parks, teacher, Margot Martin, Todd Loges, and from Pelican, Margaret Davidson, teacher, Laura Mears, Christopher Kenny, from Lake and Peninsula, David Phelan, teacher from Conic, Roy Andrew from Conic, and Nadine Hepta from Perryville, Glen Alaska, Ray Hudson, teacher, Mary Pritchard, Glenn Rogers, Jim Cole, Mike Hanson, teacher, Lenora Mack and Raynell Wilson, Inanna, Rob Chambers, teachers, Karen McManus, and Sophia Jehola, from Petersburg, Susan Jensen, teacher, Shauna Willis, and Veronica Bosworth, from Yukon Flats, John Laughlin from Circle, Stacy McMorrows from Elliott Highway, and Chuck Barber from Elliott Highway, and Gregory Hope from Fort Yukon. Welcome to the center.
Senator Moss.
Mr. President, I have a couple of folks down here that I spoke to what they are really after yesterday. Has to do with the maximum security prison. I just thought I'd throw that in for what it's worth. Anyway, it's the city administrator, Vern McCorkle, in the galley behind me, and the mayor of Anderson. And they are down taking a look to see what they can do about the maximum security prison. I'd like to welcome.
Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me is Sonny Jones, who is the Western Government Affairs Manager for Miller Brewery Company. I would like to welcome her to the Senate.
Welcome you all here this morning. Are there messages from the Governor?
Message of April 6th. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following resolution and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 11, Hess, relating to health care delivery to non-native dependents by the United States Public Health Service. Legislative Resolve Number 9, sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. That is the only message from the Governor.
Messages from the House.
Message of April 5, the House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Bill Number 267 by Representatives Fuller and Bussell. Pardon me. An act relating to herring stripping and providing for an effective date.
Resources.
That is the only message from the House.
Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Are there reports of standing committees?
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 20 supporting passage of H.R. 1176 and S. 137 in the Congress of the United States, amending the Internal Revenue Code to allow certain home mortgage bonds to continue to be tax-exempt, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Eliason, Chairman, concurring Senator Rohde and Senator Mulcahy. SJR 20 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 151, Regional Resources Development Authorities, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, and report with a letter of intent and reports it back as follows. Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, signed do pass with amendments. Senator Eliason and Senator Ziegler signed do pass. Senator Paul Fisher and Senator Senator Mulcahy signed no recommendation. SB 151 has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 153, punishment for obstructing a private citizen who assists a peace officer or judicial officer in the performance of official duties, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass with a zero fiscal note. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Sturgiluski, and Rohde. SB 153 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 182, Elevator Safety Standards, and the committee, majority of the committee recommends they report it back as follows with a zero fiscal note. Senator Eliason, Chairman, and Senator Rohde signed do pass. Senator Mulcahy signed no recommendation. SB 182 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill No. 188, Bank Holding Companies, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass with a zero fiscal note. Signed, Senator Eliason, Chairman, concurring, Senator Rohde and Senator Mulcahy. SB 188 has no further referral.
Rules.
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill No. 227, Alaska Council on Science and Technology, and a majority of the committee reports it back with a due pass. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring, Senators Kelly, Strzelewski, and Rohde. SB 227 has a further referral to Finance. The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill No. 15, Loans Amended, Commercial Fishing Loans, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute, a zero fiscal note, with a House letter of intent, and due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Josephson, Fakes, Vic Fisher, Ferguson, and Sackett. CSHB 15, Loans Am, has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill No. 7, Appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for Local Service Roads and Trails, and recommends that it be calendared April 6th. Signed, Senator Kelly, signed Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson and Kelly. Senator Kelly also signed no recommendation. This does appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill No. 149, Supplemental Appropriation for the 1982 Permanent Fund Dividends, and recommends it be placed on the calendar, and recommends the Finance Committee substitute be adopted. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly and Ferguson. This also appears on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill No. 165, Racing Events on Public Highways, and recommends it be calendared on April 6th. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly and Ferguson, appearing on today's calendar. The Dear Mr. President, may it March 6, 1983, must be April 6th, pursuant to your instructions and in accordance with AS 3905080, the Senate Transportation Committee has reviewed the following executive appointment: Daniel A. Casey, Commissioner, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. There were no stated objections to confirmation of the named individual by committee members. This does not necessarily indicate an intention to vote for or against the individual named at the time of the joint session on confirmation. Signed, Senator Mosh, Chairman, Senators Curtula, Gilman, Behrenkamp, and Fakes. Those are the standing committee reports.
Are the reports of special committees?
There is a conference committee report. The second conference committee, considering House Bill No. 166, making special and supplemental appropriations for oil and gas matters effective date, and Senate CS for House Bill 166 rules, effective date failed Senate, recommends House Bill No. 166 CC, an act making special and supplemental appropriations for oil and gas matters and providing for an effective date be adopted. Signed, would you like to read that? Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, Senators Mulcahy and Fakes, Representative Cowdery, Chairman, Representatives Tischer and M.M. Miller.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move that the second conference committee report on House Bill 166 be approved.
Question. Question is, shall the second conference committee report be adopted? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 20 ayes.
House Bill 166, Conference Committee Report has been adopted.
Do you want to do the effective date?
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passages of the second Conference Committee Report on House Bill 166 be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Objection so ordered. Senator Gilman, you were seeking the floor.
That is the only special committee report today.
Bills for introduction.
Senate Bill No. 230 by Senator Sackett, an act relating to the Permanent Fund Dividend Distribution Program and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill No. 231 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act extending the life of the Parole Board and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill No. 232 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to state liability under AS 0305 and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 233 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act enacting the Northwest Interstate Compact on low-level radioactive waste management and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
Those are the new bills.
Takes us to the daily calendar. Will the Secretary read Senate Bill 7, the title, number?
Senate Bill number 7 by Senators Ferguson, Curtula, Moss, and Fahrenkamp, an act making an appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for local service roads and trails and providing for an effective date. The Transportation Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Moss, Chairman, concurring Senators Bakes, Fahrenkamp, and Curtula. Senator Gilman signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Ferguson, acting chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Bakes, and Vic Fisher. There are no amendments.
Absence amendments, Senator Ray.
There are no amendments, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 7 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Objection so ordered. The Secretary read the bill.
Senate Bill number 7, an act making an appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for local service roads and trails and providing for an effective date.
Bills before you for discussion and debate. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, on the committee report, I signed a no recommendation, and I did that for a very specific reason. I intend to vote for the bill, but I think the members of the body should know that for all intents and purposes, the purpose, the LSR&T program has been on hold for a fairly long period of time because of the previous administration's reluctance to agree to bring any more roads into the state maintenance system. This has been a topic of discussion with the new administration and the new commissioner. We have yet to receive, to my knowledge, any assurances that any new roads that would be built under this appropriation that are not now on the maintenance program would come under the state maintenance program, which, as you know, Mr. President, being the author of the original bill, was the intent of the legislature. I do hope that we will continue to work with the Department of Transportation to rectify and at least have some method so that we do continue to bring roads that have the traffic count and the safety factors that are needed to be brought under the state maintenance system.
Our borough wishes the roads built under this, as you know, for the reasons you've stated. Senator Moss?
Mr. President, I might say I'm most appreciative of the former speaker's concern. I hope, though, that this bill will go through, because basically I might point out that some 400 projects across the state has given us roads into places that we didn't have roads before. It's also taking care of a lot of roads that are in the urban areas that, in a sense, nobody has control of. I would hope that we would even eventually give them even more money than the $10 million it calls for, because actually this is that little road deal. It's not a primary road thing, or hardly even a secondary road. I think that we should even put $10 million more into it. I think there's some $50 million has gone into the project that was incorporated into this roads and trails. Perhaps we might even come out next year with a bond issue to add more money. Originally, if I remember correctly, that's how we started the local service roads and trails. But it has been a boon to both the rural areas and to the urban areas. I think perhaps you might find that a good majority of the money has gone into areas that are more urban than rural, and I'm most appreciative of that. And I hope that everyone will vote for this bill and give the administration a signal that we are very desirous of having this bill through. Thank you, sir.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 7 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Senate Bill 7 has been adopted. Senator Ray.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and the passage of Senate Bill 7 be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Effective date clause has been adopted without objection. Secretary, read Senate Bill 149 by title, author, number.
Senate Bill number 149 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation for 1982 permanent fund dividends and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass with amendments. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Strzelewski, Rohde, and Ray. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority due pass. Signed, Senator Ferguson, Acting Chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Josephson, Fakes, and Vic Fisher. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute.
Mr. President.
Senator Sackett.
Move and ask unanimous consent for adoption of the Finance Committee report.
Without objection. Committee substitute has been adopted. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 149, financed by the Finance Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation for 1982 permanent fund dividends, providing for an effective date.
Senator Ray.
There are no amendments, Mr. President, but I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill number 149, finance, be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and place the final passage.
Without objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill number 149, finance, an act making a supplemental appropriation for 1982 permanent fund dividends and providing for an effective date.
Senate Bill 149 is before you for discussion debate. You have the floor, Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, when the permanent fund bill was passed last session, I think there were three or four members of this body that voted against the establishment of the dividend program. But, Mr. President, when the first check was written to the first eligible recipient, we absolutely accepted responsibility to see that every eligible resident in this state got that benefit. And I would hope that we do pass this regardless of what happens to the permanent fund in ensuing years.
Senator Moss?
Mr. President, perhaps someone can answer me. I'm going to vote for the bill, but one question I've got. Seemed to me like I remember some 18,000 people that haven't got their check. I'm wondering how the figure 41 million came up. Perhaps someone can tell me that. I'm just curious.
Senator Sackett, Mr. Finance Chairman.
Mr. President, I'm sure this bill will pass 20-0. Over the last number of years, we have had a total of 437,133,500, which have been appropriated. There are applications in totaling $477,669,000, with a leaving a deficit of $40 million. They have some monies that are still making payments with. They expect approximately 1,500 applications, which will be rejected. And with additional people coming in, all estimates that we have for the Department of Revenue, and I can give you, I can pass out the backup if you want. It's quite extensive. Indicates that $41 million would be the amount necessary.
Are you ready for the question?
Question.
Question's called for. Question is, shall Senate Bill 149 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Senate Bill 149 has passed the Senate. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for Senate Bill number 149, finance, be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered. Effective date clause has been adopted. Secretary, read substitute Senate Bill 1, or sponsor substitute Senate Bill 165 by title only.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 165 by Senator Vic Fisher, an act relating to racing events on public highways. The Transportation Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends to pass. Signed, Senator Moss, Chairman, concurring, Senators Bakes and Curtula. Senator Gilman signed, no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments. Senator Ray.
There are no amendments, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that sponsors substitute for Senate Bill number 165 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
No objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 165, an act relating to racing events on public highways.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 165 is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, just a question on the bill that perhaps one of the members can answer. Does this change in the statute apply to a foot race such as a marathon or any one of the other races that are popular in the state?
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President. Initially, this bill was introduced as a bill to authorize bicycle racing on highways. And during further discussions, it became clear that foot races, occasionally sled dog races, may want to utilize highways. So it was felt more desirable to simply strike the existing limitation to snow vehicles, automobiles, and motorcycles, and leave it open to any kind of racing subject to permits being issued for that purpose. So it would include foot races such as the state troopers have and others.
Senator Rohde?
If I could follow up on that, it's my understanding now that there is no permit required from the Athletic Commission, which is a part-time commission. Presently, and that this would require permits, which may be difficult to get. Is that an accurate understanding of the process, Senator Fisher?
Through the chair.
Understanding.
You may respond, Senator.
Mr. President, if I may, that is an accurate understanding. There have been problems with the Athletic Commission not being active. That's being looked at right now, and we certainly hope to rectify that matter in the future, so permits can be issued quickly.
You have the floor, Senator.
The chair, if I can follow up, what has been said then is that we're going to pass this bill, which will require a permit for foot races, and we hope to be able to issue the permits in the future because they may not be able to, or the commission may not be able to put them out promptly under the best conditions. I don't know whether that's the best way to do things or not, Mr. President.
Is there further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Bill 165 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 5 nays.
Senate Bill 165 has been adopted by the Senate. Takes us to the Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and the publication notice requirement on the citation honoring Alaska Midget All Stars be waived and the citation be taken up as special ordinance at this time.
Everyone has the citation on their desk. There being no objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the citation calendar.
Citation honoring Alaska Midget All-Stars Western Region winners by Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
I'm going to try this. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the sponsors be shown as Senator Ferguson and all other members of the Senate. We have to do something for the little people now and then.
Being no objection, so ordered. Senator Ray, do you wish to move the citation calendar?
Yes, Mr. President, I would move that the citation be calendar be adopted.
Objection. Citation calendar has been adopted. Takes us to unfinished business. There are items under unfinished business. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I give notice of my intent to reconsider sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 165.
Notice of reconsideration 165 has been given by Senator Rohde. You have the floor, Senator.
Yes, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate or call on Thursday and Friday. I may need to be out of state on personal business.
You're excused from a call to the Senate. Announcement of committee meetings this morning. Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, yesterday the Hess Committee heard from many of the superintendents around Alaska at a special meeting to discuss the foundation program. We resume our study of that at 3 o'clock this afternoon in the Hess Committee Room. And senators who have an interest are certainly invited to participate with the committee.
Resources chairperson, I have moved the roses.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, the Resources Committee will be meeting at 3 p.m. in the Belts Room, taking up the establishment of the Joint House and Senate Committee on Oil and Gas, continuation of the hearings from Monday, and the hearings on committee substitute for House Bill 151 for the acquisition of the House of Wickersham have been canceled. On Friday at 3 in the Belts, we'll be taking up Senate Bill 120 relating to soil and water conservation, Senate Bill 169 establishing the Alaska Grain Reserve Program and the Alaska Grain Reserve Revolving Loan Fund, and Senate Bill 170 making a special appropriation to the Alaska Grain Reserve Revolving Loan Fund. Mr. President, at this time I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that the five-day rule be waived so the Resources Committee can hold hearings on Senate Bill 195, appropriation of the Alaska Ag Council for livestock facility loans, at the same time we're hearing the other agricultural loan bills. I ask unanimous consent.
Objection.
Thank you.
Further announcement of committee meetings. Resources. Rules chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Rules Committee will meet today in the Belts Room at 12:30 for the purpose of calendaring House Bill 15, House Bill 108, and you all members have this agenda on their desk. Senate Bill 18, Senate Bill 67, Senate Bill 128, Senate Bill 136, 182, 187, 188, 194, Senate Bill 208, not Senate Bill 229 that's referred back to finance. SCR 14, the rest of the title was clipped off of the agenda. It's requesting the governor to declare May 29, 1983, George A. Parks Day, was clipped off. So that will be at 12:30 in the Belts Room today.
161. Senator, you have the floor.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we waive Labor and Commerce referral to HJR 37, which is identical to SJR 20, which passed out yesterday.
Does the bill go to rules?
Both in the rules.
Objection. Rules. Further items under announcement, committee meetings. Items under special orders. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent for the privilege of the floor to discuss the Alaska legislative delegation to Whitehorse.
There's no objection. You have the floor, Senator Gilman.
Yes, Mr. President, as you know, I had the privilege of representing this body last week in a legislative delegation that spent 3 days with the Whitehorse Legislative Assembly, or the Yukon Territory Legislative Assembly. And on each member's desk, there is a report that's been compiled by the nine members that made that visitation. We found, Mr. President, that there are many, many areas of mutual concern between the Yukon Territory and the state of Alaska. Most of them, Mr. President, are concerns that deal with land issues, remoteness from and distance from the national capitals, but specifically the White Pass Yukon Railroad closure, issues that deal with transportation items as the connections between our two parts of the state go through the Yukon Territory, Fish and wildlife issues, Yukon River fisheries, caribou herds, and maybe most important of all, as far as the economics of both communities or both territory in the state of Alaska, tourism. I do submit this to you, Mr. President, as our report, and I would move and ask unanimous consent that it be entered into the supplementary journal.
Objection is so ordered. I think that your delegation represented the state. This is a very valuable report. We appreciate it. You have the floor, Senator.
Yes, move and ask unanimous consent under special orders that I bring a financial matter to the attention of the body.
You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to briefly address the issue of state aid for retirement of school construction debt and the impact on the state budget and on local municipal budgets. DOE, just in the last few days, updated some figures regarding this particular issue. I think that local municipal debt, that is the school debt, is increasing at a very, very rapid rate. I think this increase probably comes from three major factors. One is the population growth with pressure for new facilities. Secondly is the difficulty we're seeing in acquiring direct capital grants for new facilities. And third is the ease of going to the voters to get approval with our very liberal 90% repayment without a time lag in the state-provided funding. The governor's budget, the original budget that came down, called for $49.7 million to fund this retirement school debt. This figure's been scaled upwards, I believe the last figure is 59.9. In fact, based on conservative figures, and that's been one of the difficulties is to get those figures, the school debt entitlement at the statutory 90% is $83.9 million, or almost $84 million. At the present rates of the funding that we're talking about in the debt, the prorated funding is going to equal somewhere between 71% and 72%. This is far below what the funding level has been in past years. It's ranged all the way from 82% to 96%, 97%. This is going to have an immediate impact. I think Senator Josephson indicated he just had figures that it's going to be $5 or $6 million for the municipality of Anchorage. It's going to call for higher mill levies in those areas that have been looking forward to more funding of the debt service. I think in addition to this immediate fiscal year impact on the state and municipal budgets, we're going to see a continuation of a couple major trends. One is the continuation of utilizing bonding to use build new facilities. There's no coordination present between the state and the municipalities on that issue. I think we're going to see a trend toward short and medium-term debts. We've had, for example, one district is floating $7.5 million in debt over a three-year period. That's probably pretty smart when you want to look at the idea of lowered interest rates, but it has an immediate impact on the state. Another one is looking at a very large issue over a seven-year period. I think the municipalities, through bonds for their school construction, are going to be continuing to make this major debt service implications for the state. The state, in turn, is going to be faced, it looks like, with declining revenues, and they may not be able to adequately fund the program. In turn, munis are going to have go to their voters with or residents with very high levels of debt service. I think this is, again, a major call for some coordination of the debt implications between the state and the various political subdivisions.
You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to address the report of the Joint Special Committee on Legislative Reform.
You have the floor.
Thank you. The report essentially states that there should be a legislative ethics commission and that adoption of standards of conduct should be done. I find this report very disappointing, Mr. President. The resolution establishing this committee talked of the need for public confidence in legislative practices. It talked of legislative procedure, legislative process, a comprehensive review of legislative procedures and practices, analyze, analysis and review of existing procedures, budget procedures, rules, customs, etc., promotion of legislative responsiveness and accountability to the people. A pretty broad mandate, which was answered by a twofold recommendation, which I think is entirely inadequate to the problems that this body and this legislature has. There should have been a definition of the word minority. Minority is mentioned in our uniform rules, as is majority. That's been according to the ruling group of this body, majority and minority are defined along party lines. Well, that's clearly inapplicable to the way this body is operating this session. In fact, the floor leader, self-styled,
I would ask him not to ask for a caucus at this time, maybe upon adjournment, if that would be convenient.
Upon adjournment, Mr. President.
Your floor, Mr.
Unanimous consent of the body to address the same subject.
Yep.
I am the junior member of the special committee. I was just appointed yesterday, and it's refreshing to know that we will have all of the advice of the senator from South Anchorage. But I did not understand that the report was designed to address all of the mandates to which the senator referred. I did not sign the report as the newest member of the committee with that understanding. I would not have signed it if his premise is correct. I think his premise is wrong. I think the report was designed to outline as an interim document where we are on a couple of issues, and that other issues remain part of the mandate of the special committee.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just I request the privilege of the floor under special orders to address one of the rules reforms.
You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. One of the things that we need to deal with, and I made a request to you over a month ago to try and get some kind of application of Rule 23 as it applies to notice of committee meetings, that very definitely should be addressed. In numerous occasions, we've waived the five-day rule, but according to the opinion of our chief legal counsel, Billy Barrier, paragraph A of Rule 23 has two distinct notice requirements. The first requirement is a written notice provided to the clerk or secretary by the Thursday preceding the meeting of the time, place, and subject matter of all committee meetings. He goes on to say there is no provision for waiver of this requirement. The point is that we're waiving a portion of Rule 23A and not the other portion. Now, the right of adequate notice is not a minority right, it's a public right. And we need to deal with that issue very specifically. We've gone on without dealing with it, and we're really operating in contravention to that rule very specifically and on numerous occasions in this body.
Are there further items in our special orders? Are there not further announcement of committee meetings? Senator Ray.
Well, I would move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be given the privilege of the floor to make a few comments of appreciation.
You have the floor, Senator.
Well, Mr. President, first I'd like to thank all of my colleagues for the consideration shown myself on this my birthday. I'd also like to compliment and thank the Senate Chamber staff for the flowers. And I'd like to thank all the members of the other body that have said hello to me. And last, and probably least, I would like to thank you, Mr. President, for having the foresight to be born on the same day in celebration of the original event, my birthday.
You have the floor, Senator Roddy.
Briefly, I provided Senator Ray with a corsage this morning in a box, and unfortunately, he's not wearing it because Senator Ray soaked it in a tub of water for several hours.
Senator Ray.
No other seriousness to come before the body. Mr. President, I move we adjourn to 10 a.m. Thursday, April 7th.
Body's adjourned.